HNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Who owns the military-industrial complex? I'm looking out the window while I'm trying to read my notes, and I get distracted. Hope you have a wonderful weekend before I begin. In 2016, the State of the Nation, an article, Who Really Owns the Military-Industrial Complex? Their answer, the Highlands Forum. We're going to talk about this. It's very important. People want to know, you know, is it the Federal Reserve? Is the Federal Reserve banks of the world? They're part of it, but no, they don't own the industrial complex. They work with the industrial complex. The Highlands Group. It's a small group of very, very important, powerful people who direct everything that happens via the United States military. They are the war profiteers. They're the ones who plunder American lives, plunder Americans' wealth. They plunder Americans and have plundered democracy. Just to begin with, they're the military warlords. Lockheed Martin, the Boeing Company, Raytheon, General Dynamics Corporation, Northrop Grumman Corporation, Leidos Holdings, Inc., Huntington Ingalls Industries, L3 Communications Holdings, Inc., United Technologies Corporation, BAE Systems, PLC, SAIC, McKesson Corporation, Bechtel Group, Inc., Veritas Capital Fund, Booz Allen Hamilton Holding Corporation. So, why is this important? Doesn't affect us. Yes, it does. Why are we in Ukraine? Why are we overthrowing the Ecuadorian government? Why did we overthrow the Pakistani government? Why are we right now in Israel? We have operatives in Israel. We have influenced many of the Israeli politicians. We have controlled the nations of the Middle East, worked with Saudi Arabia, held Iran hostage, took over Saddam Hussein's Iraq, split that nation into three provinces, much easier to control. Yugoslavia, a great nation, tore it apart through religious war. Then in Soviet Georgia, here about 18 years ago, we are in our CIA, once again another coup in Georgia. Russia quenched that right away. Georgia was another possible, there was a possibility of another NATO nation, Georgia, to the south of Russia. So, the Highlands Group. Never even heard of them, have you? I didn't. But the question is, everyone wants to know, and this is the way it is with man, by nature. We want to know who's at the top. We want to know who really runs the cartels. Who was it that really controlled Pablo Escobar who really controlled Bill and Hillary Clinton? What family members or what foundations or a family lineage, hidden family lineage? Very few American people know that Bill and Hillary are cousins. Very, very few realize that Jimmy Carter, James Earl Carter Jr., is the brother to the Kennedy brothers, Joseph, Robert, Jack, Edward. It's a half-brother. He's their half-brother. People don't know that. People don't realize that George H.W. Bush, Prescott Bush's supposed son, was not even born in America. He's German. His last name is Scherf. He's the son of George Scherf Sr. The Highlands Group. People in this country, and until, maybe the 70s, all through high school, history. Some junior college history, more history, American history, Civil War history. And he didn't learn a thing, because it's just, for some reason, I didn't realize, understand the importance of knowing the truth about history. But then I heard a friend tell me, a pastor actually stated, I'm sorry, it wasn't a pastor, I read something. It was an article out of Africa. And when I get back from this break, I'll talk about that article that took me down a new direction in life. Everyone needs to take a new direction. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeeps CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
So one day I was reading an article, and the article was talking about African nations that had gone to the United Nations to petition the United Nations to pass laws that would restrict Russia, China, and the United States of America from messing, interfering with their natural weather patterns, which would bring in the early rains into Africa that would water just water their deserts. And I thought, wait a minute, why would they petition the UN? And I realized, wait a minute, we have the ability to stop weather, the wet rains that would come on the deserts. And that got me to start thinking. And in the Bible, Christ one day was out with the disciples on the sea, and the wind came up and the waves. Christ was in the ship, in the small ship, asleep. And the disciples had to wake him and ask him, and they said, Lord, we're about to perish. We're about to be swamped. We're about to sink. And if we sink, if this boat tips over or is swamped, we're not going to make it to shore. We're going to drown out here in this ocean or in this sea. It wasn't a pond. It was a sea. And Christ rebuked the wind, and he told the waves to be still. Mankind has been interested in those verses and that story from that point to this point, from that time to the present. If man can control the weather, he is God. Johnson, President Johnson, you've heard on the programs here on the weekend, Dane Wigington talk about and give that play, that clip of President Johnson talking about how we can control clouds. Mankind has that ability. We are God. We now have taken the position of God. We can stop the weather patterns. We can. What's happening in Hawaii right now? We're in the. Is it Maui? You think that's just natural? The fires that are taking place there once again, like in Paradise in California? No, these are weather warfare. These are weapons. This is fire that comes down from heaven. Fire that is hotter than the sun to destroy perfectly certain areas in these burn areas. There are patterns in the burn areas. No, we are now, mankind has taken the place of God. We are God. There is a God complex in the medical profession. We know nurses that have a God complex, friends who were nurses, high positions, who had the power to euthanize patients lying in the bed. Doctors, God complex. The people in this administration, God complex. Bill Gates of hell, God complex. It's what these people do, who these people are. We, in biolabs, create creatures never created before since the beginning when Adam was created by God with all the animals. Creatures that were not created at the time that God created the creatures in the Garden of Eden. Viruses, plagues, diseases. We can excite volcanoes through microwave. We can cause the plates, the foundations of the world, or the foundations of the earth. King David said that God will shake the foundations. What does this mean, foundations? He means the tectonic plates. We know about the tectonic plates, how they butt up against each other, how they rub and push, and they grind. Well, now we can excite them through sound and cause them to slip. We are God. Mankind has reached the pinnacle where we have the technology that can make us. We don't need God. We are God. We can control the weather. We can create a desert in a forest. We can cause fire to come down from heaven through laser, either on an aircraft flying overhead or from satellite. We don't need people to go out into the forest to ignite fires. We can melt, burn a truck to the ground, and then 3 foot away, trees still stand. We are God. Well, God is coming to punish mankind who believes that He's God. God is not going to be mocked. Who really owns the military-industrial complex? The Highlands Group. I've been sitting on this for quite a while, and I decided, you know, at some point I'm going to have to just get to it. Military warlords, corporate or bankster warlords. Let's look at the top shareholders of the top military contractors. We call these shareholders the corporate or bankster warlords. Vanguard Group, State Street Corporation, Capital Research Global Investors, Templeton Investment Council, LLC, Barclays Bank, PLC, BlackRock Investment Management, UK Limited, Schroeder Investments Management, Capital World Investors. It's pretty boring, isn't it? Bank of America Corporation, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Bank of New York Mellon Corp., BlackRock Advisors, BlackRock Fund Advisors, Old Republic International Wellington Management Company, BlackRock Institutional Trust Company, N.A. Evercore Trust Company, N.A.F.M.R. LLC, Invesco, Franklin Resources, Goldman Sachs Group, T. Rowe Price Group, Inc. Pretty boring, isn't it? It is boring. This type of corporate warfare is transitional. It's beyond international or global. These companies work outside of the control of the American. They print this crazy. They work outside of the control of America as a nation. They work against Americans with transnational economic warfare and make money from both sides of any military or corporate warfare. It's boring, isn't it? Well, I'm going to tell you why it's important. And people, we are lazy. Mankind is lazy. We don't like to. I had a saying. I invented this saying. I created it. It was something I thought of one day. And I tell all my nieces and nephews and friends, no pain, no brain. If you want to have a brain that works, it will involve pain. It will involve setting aside time to exercise this little gray mass on top of our body. It sits on on the top of our head, inside the skull cavity. No pain, no brain. And I have so many family members, an extensive family on my mother's side, father's side, my wife's side, her father, her mother's side. And the only person really that I could ever visit with was my wife's mother. This woman loved to do sit, smoke a cigarette, drink coffee, and play crossword puzzles. And I'd sit down, and we would start to visit. And everyone would, the things that we would talk about, others would just get offended and walk away. They didn't want to be around us because she would listen. She voted for Barack Obama. The reason, because she hated John McCain. Well, I told her, I said, well, that's what most Republicans do. They vote for personality. They vote for whatever. They don't vote policy. Now, I'm going to tell you why what I'm reading and why it's important. If you can understand what I'm saying. This, what I am presenting to you, is in the Bible. It is in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17. It is a harlot. It is a prostitute. It is a whore that has been so corrupted by Satan. It is a kingdom. It is a nation so powerful it can't be destroyed. Only God can destroy it. But even the Bible says that, yes, God will destroy it, but God is practical. He will use people to carry out His orders. And He is going to use a coming, very powerful anti-God person to destroy America. Revelation chapter 17, this horror, this harlot, this prostitute, and a beast carries this prostitute. And eventually the beast wearies of carrying this prostitute. And at the end of the chapter, the beast, this individual who dies with a head wound, who was in political position of power as president of the United States, then he is out of office. Then he returns to office as president, or the final president of this country. This individual will also be, there will be an assassination attempt on him in Israel. Or I'm not sure it will be in Israel, but he will go to Israel and declare himself to be God. Now that assassination attempt may take place prior to that. I'm still studying it. But this individual, he will, with 10 other powers, he will destroy the United States of America. He will be put in position by the people who want someone to do what they're, they want a king. They want somebody that they, of their choosing. And they'll choose this person, and he will destroy them. We're going to go to a break in just a second. What I'm presenting to you here is the skeleton with the muscle, the tissue, the cartilage of America, the United States of America, the great harlot. And these corporations, this military-industrial complex, this is the system that is going to kill billions of people on this globe. We're going to be back in a second. I just felt it's time to let the people know the truth about what Christ has been warning the world about. The world must be warned. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Last Saturday, we talked about these UAPs, what they are, where they came from. This Saturday, we're going to open up the phone line so you can tell us what you think. Join us this Saturday at 12 noon on Swamp Fight.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand.
Okay, so I am presenting to you a mystery. You'll have to read Revelation chapter 17 yourself. See if it fits what I'm presenting to you. If it fits. Who runs the military-industrial complex? And according to the article, this was out of the State of the Nation, March 31st, 2016. This is the black and the white. This is the research. Going on, it says, the question, quite simple to answer. Conspiracy theorists, yes, will tell you that DARPA drives the engines of the military through farming out its wish list to private corporations to compete for the contract to build the desired technology. This is true. DARPA is well known for funding multiple initial projects, including funding pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies, funding the CIA, assisting in the drug wars internationally, drug trade, human trafficking. The winners create corporations that are given military contracts that pay the corporation to make the war device. Shareholders of the company glean the profits. The Internet, Cisco Systems, Google Facebook are all the inventions of DARPA. And for we in Colorado, I know, and I've wondered why I worked in Boulder. They built the whole complex of downtown Boulder, Pearl Street, 28th Avenue, that vicinity. All the housing for all the Google employees that are coming to Boulder, Colorado. Why Boulder? Why Google? Google has the computer power. Computing power for CU, NCAR, NOAA, probably CSU, possibly DU, School of Mines. Computing power. They have the computer bank. They're able to quantum computing. One of the only systems in the world that has that capacity. Quantum computing. I can't remember if they're involved in CERN. They're in Europe. But Boulder, Colorado. And back in the 60s, I was in high school, spent a lot of time in Boulder at the 3-2 bars. And everybody knew that they used to call Berkeley, California and University of Colorado Spook City because of all the kids that were going to school there. They were hired by the military, being trained to be CIA agents and Secret Service agents. And you could tell them because they dressed, some of them, with plaid socks. You know, the old, what did they call those? Pennington? Pennington socks and shirts and sweaters. And people say, who are you? What do you do? And they get a few beers in them, and they're at a place called The Sink, or Tulagi's, or the Buff Room, and they start talking about, well, you know, we're kind of in special programs, and what kind of special programs? Oh, we're just kind of like very intelligent, and we have the right personalities to be able to, what? To do what? Well, we're kind of like Russian spies, but in America. Spook City. Cisco Systems, Google, Facebook, all the inventions of DARPA. Facebook is it's a lie. DARPA stole the technology from Michael McKibben. Michael McKibben and Leader Technologies invented the way in which you could have social media. It was not DARPA. The United States, the military industrial complex, patent office, they steal everything. Then you had Rumsfeld. There's $7 trillion missing in their budget. And we have 9/11. It's convenient. How convenient. Now this, what I'm talking to you about, and this is just known. You can research it. Go to the State of the Nation, posted March 31st, 2016, the article, Who Really Owns the Military Industrial Complex? The Highlands Forum Exposed. There is a system. And now people are starting to talk about one of my favorite topics. Continuity of government. All of a sudden, now, continuity of government, people are beginning to understand exactly what this agency in the United States government is all about. Senior executive service. People don't know what this agency is about. All the intelligence agencies, how many? Are there 3, 5, 10, 12, 17, 26. We think there are 17. There may be more than that. There are 17 that are actually classified, documented, but we don't know. But with the Highlands Group, someone, there has to be a center that ties everything together. And the Highlands Group, I'm sure, is the center of all of these Defense Department agencies. Well, I wished I had minutes. I only have minutes. We need hours. We need days. We need months. If there was a way to, like the English, years ago, the wealthy, they would take the summer vacation to the summer castle. All the family would get together. These people were intelligent. And they would all eat together. And they would go play whatever on the lawn together, hit the ball around with the whatever. And then they would come back and have dinner together and smoke cigars together. And we'll be back and we'll just continue to visit together. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, this is Sam Chester from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know, I pick these songs that I play with a purpose. I'm not not about popularity. It's about, there is, back in the 70s, this song came out like 68. And back at that time, we were a lot deeper in our, this baby boom generation, something unique about it. We were into everything evil, you know, into drugs and booze and everything. Many friends into the occult. But for some reason, there was a interesting spirit about the baby boom generation people, children. They knew that they had a destined for something big, destined with a purpose. Not just here to be here, like these young children today, and they don't have a direction. They have no purpose. They're just here to be here. They don't know why they're here. Back then, the Holy Spirit began to introduce himself to many of the young people, the baby boom generation people. They became Christians. They began to seek God, to seek a plan, to know and to understand and to try to find the reason for their being. Why were they created? And we were a unique generation. And this is the kind of music that would come out. There was a message behind it. And the people that study music, that have looked at the music industry, never, ever in American history, I think maybe even world history, has music come out of the 60s, 70s, late 50s, 60s, 70s, early 80s, like came out in that baby boom generation. The bands, every week there was a new band. Every week there were new hits from new bands. Some of the bands hit after hit, week after week. Elvis Presley, what did he put out in 1 year? 3 or 4 top number one sellers. Then the Beatles, Rolling Stones, The Who. It just goes on and on. Because there was something about that generation. They were thinkers. Well, out of that generation came two groups of people. And one of the groups, extremely evil. They resisted. They didn't like government. They didn't like corporate America. They didn't like the many things of the culture of the country, of what we were as a nation. And they rebelled. And guess what? Now these are the people like Nancy and like Bernie that are running the country, that have run the country. And where have they run the country? Into the ground, into the abyss, into hell. These people, many of them, that were the protesters, have now become the Democrat rulers of the United States of America, that were like Bill Gates, no empathy for mankind. Their fellow man could abort 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children, no problem. They can repent, God will forgive them, but they've got to repent. And what we have now in America is we have a nation that is so sophisticated with all of these agencies. It is a mechanism. It's like I remember years ago hearing of self-lubricating metal. You didn't need oil. It would self-lubricate. And you couldn't destroy the motor. It was perpetual. This is what America, we are. We cannot be destroyed. It will take the hand of God using the coming Antichrist to destroy this culture, this country. The agencies, continuity of government, the concept, just that concept, and all that is tied into that concept is just mind-boggling, unimaginable. It's shocking. You have the CIA, or all the intelligence agencies / CIA. You have all of the media. You have senior executive service. You have the Marines, the Navy, the Army. You have the Coast Guard. You have the Air Force, continuity of government. You have every university in this country, part of continuity of government. Research facilities. We have more research facilities in this country than the whole world put together. Education systems. Systems to train the brain of the people in these institutions to obey. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez will be back this visit.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I think we better obey God. I think we better listen to what God is saying, what God is trying to speak to this country and the nations of the world. We cannot destroy this country. We can resist. We are to expose the evil, but to imagine, believe, and think that we're going to destroy it, no, we cannot destroy this country. It must exist. It has a purpose with God, and that purpose will be accomplished. We may not like it, but the continuity of government is going to protect this system from enemies without, enemies within. We have to just accept it. You know, we better listen to what God has to say. We better obey God. I'll give you an example. Donna Summers. She's a believer. She's a Christian. She was eventually became a very devout Christian. Very gifted, very talented, very, very gifted, unbelievably. And after the World Trade Center bombing, after this attack by insiders, she was living in New York City. She gave her testimony. I heard it. She was interviewed on television. And she stated that she was living in New York, and God, the Holy Spirit had told her to move out of New York City. But she loved New York. She didn't obey God. She stayed, and she got cancer, and she knew that because she was disobedient to God's request, she was going to die. And she did. This is the way it is with God. God is no respecter of persons. He warns mankind about what is coming. Mankind's responsibility, every individual, is to really have a change in their thinking. And they should come to the realization that there is a God, there is a plan, there is an order. There is a plan to the United States of America. There's a plan to the Highlands Group, to Google, to all these agencies. It's in the Bible. It has to be. Because what this nation is, it has to develop into the great harlot that the Bible said it would evolve into. We need to ask God to have mercy on us and pray, ask the Lord Jesus to please give us an eternal future. That eternal future can only come about by you asking God, repenting of what you are, your sins, and asking God to forgive you, and asking that the Holy Spirit will come and live inside of you. That's simply what's going to have to happen. The world is going to need God in the future. Well, may the God of peace be with you over the weekend tonight and over the weekend. May God bless you. Let's visit on Monday. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Let's visit next week or Sunday.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.